This is TWiT.
So Pluton is a joint venture of Intel, AMD, Qualcomm, and Microsoft, right? All of them.
Which, by the way, is the most impressive thing about this, I think.
I know.
But we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that.
And it's all I know is it's a security architecture. Is it a whole new kind of chip, or is it just an architecture in existing chips? What is Pluton?
I know. So you see some people calling it a brand new chip, but actually I think it's an addition to the CPU. It's not just a chip.
It was likened,
it's like the whole architecture.
It was likened to Apple's T2 chip, which is an ARM.
It shouldn't be. Actually,
it shouldn't be either. That's something else.
No, it's better than that. So the T2 is like what TPM was.
Right.
Back in the early 2000s.
A dedicated processor for a secure enclave and generation of security keys, things like that, storage and generation.
Yeah, so what Microsoft has discovered is that because that chipset is so secure, hackers are trying to work around it by finding vulnerabilities elsewhere. And one of the places they found those vulnerabilities is on the bus between the CPU and the TPM.
Oh, wow.
So what this does is it moves the security chipset, which is, I would call it, I mean, I don't actually know. I would assume it's an evolved version of TPM / whatever the Xbox security chip was. They moved it onto the chip, the actual CPU chipset. So it's inside the CPU.
So you don't have to worry about it going across the bus unencrypted. It never gets on the bus.
But that's why it's impressive, because Microsoft doesn't make any CPUs. So they've actually convinced Intel, AMD, and Qualcomm, the three companies that do make CPUs on which Microsoft's platforms run, desktop platforms anyways, and they've all agreed to do it.
So would you categorize this as a system on a chip? Apple.
It's a system in a chip.
In a chip. Yeah. It's a SiC, not a SoC.
Yeah. Like system on a chip design is what people are calling it, right? System on a chip.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in mobile, that's what it always is a system on a chip. You're putting more and more functionality into the chip.
Right. That's right.
Because you don't have any space. So it makes sense. You don't have room for a big logic board. But there hasn't been that pressure on desktop computing.
Not for space reasons, but for security reasons.
For security reasons, it makes a lot of sense. Yep. Actually, that's a first step toward what Apple's doing with memory, because memory is also on chip.
This
unified memory architecture, which is something Xbox does and has done since the beginning. But I wonder if that's...
It's going to be more efficient. You know, obviously, if the RAM's on board, it's faster.
I wonder if that's the step in that direction. So it'll be for Intel chips and Qualcomm chips.
And AMD.
And AMD chips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should you...
When I first heard about it, I was thinking... I've heard this code name or name before, and I had, because Microsoft used Pluton when they were talking to us about Azure Sphere, which was their Linux microcontroller and security system for IoT. And I went back and looked at the coverage, and we called Pluton then an onboard security subsystem. And that was on the MediaTek MT3620 chip, right? Which is the microcontroller they're using inside of Azure Sphere.
So actually that sounds like the same kind of...
concept, right?
Not really an architecture, but a design or whatever.
Yeah.
It's interesting because The Verge said it's Xbox-like security for Windows PCs.
Well, because they did something like this on Xbox.
Right.
Yeah.
But they also do it on most smartphones. Samsung does it.
Microsoft doesn't really have that capability, right? So they don't have a smartphone. So this is for Microsoft. The predecessor on the PC is TPM, but the predecessor from a sort of design standpoint, where it's actually on chip with the CPU, is Xbox and the Azure Sphere that Mary Jo mentioned.
And the reason it sounds familiar to you, of course, is because, as you know, it's an igneous intrusion. Or an intrusive igneous rock that forms by crystallization from the magma slowly cooling beneath the surface.
See, I was going to say, it's another thing that's not a planet.
Pluton is actually a squirt of igneous rock. But,
we should say, this is not just about PCs and IoT devices, but also servers too, because... it complements the work Microsoft's been doing with the Open Compute Project around Project Cerberus. Is that how you say that? C-E-R-B-E-R-U-S?
Kerberos. Kerberos.
Kerberos.
Oh, Kerberos. I think I said this wrong the last time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's the dog that guards the
that's right.
door of Hades. That's
right. Like multi-headed dog,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Right. So there's also a Cerberus angle to this.
Kerberos, depending on your Latin.
Yeah.
It's actually Greek. Yeah. The multi-headed hound of Hades. Thank you very much.
Wow.
It's such a good code name, right?
Like, Kerberos is such a good
code name. Who doesn't want to be the dog in front
of like a
Hades?
Heavy metal band name?
But Kerberos is also a security protocol, I guess. And so it's a good... That's a for people who are into security, that says, oh, good, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kerberos. Yeah.
Kerberos. Okay. Yeah. They made references to this new processor architecture also affecting how they patch things, right? They talked about it helping to make patches more like they currently are on Windows, but more regular and more regulated by Microsoft. So that's going to be interesting how that plays
out.
That's a
little alarming. Yeah.
I know.
So some modern PCs, you can actually get a BIOS update through Windows Update. And I assume that it's that sort of a thing, like a firmware type update.
It is. Yeah. Firmware patching from many sources brought together so that it's authored, maintained, and updated by Microsoft is what they said. So, yeah. Right. Hopefully it goes better than Patch Tuesdays have gone.
Left field question, probably unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You can install Linux on a PC because you can turn off secure boot.
Yeah, this is the
yeah. Here we go. I know. Oh.
So did they address that?
The thing. They haven't said that.
Yeah.
But given history and given the fact that Microsoft isn't the only customer for like these are going to be in mainstream chips, right? I don't think what we're going to see is a special variant of a Core i5 or whatever that only ships in Windows-based PCs, right?
You can get non-TPM PCs, though, so...
That's okay. Okay. I mean, it's just from Intel's perspective, it seems like what they would do is let you in the firmware turn it off.
Yeah.
But I... Microsoft has not addressed that.